So amyloid beta oligomers are small assemblies or aggregates of this so-called amyloid beta protein, which I'll call A-beta. So we've discovered in 1992 that everyone makes A-beta or amyloid beta in a singlet form. We use the term monomer for that. It's just one copy, and the cell spews out one copy, then it spews out another. And we discovered that rather than amyloid beta just being involved in Alzheimer's, it's involved in all of us. It's made normally. And the analogy is cholesterol in hardening of the arteries or heart disease. Everyone makes cholesterol. If it builds up in the wrong places, you can get a heart attack. The story turns out to be similar in Alzheimer's disease. A-beta is made by everyone, but it's made almost exclusively as a single form. And if you make too much A-beta, and there are inherited reasons that a person might, then one monomer or singlet will find another monomer or singlet and team up and make a doublet. And so when I use the term dimer, it's synonymous with calling it a doublet. And then if another one joins to a doublet, you have a triplet or a trimer. And if you have another one, you have a quadruplet or a tetramer. So this process of adding A-beta molecule by molecule to another A-beta is called oligomer formation. Oligo means few, a few mers. Mer means a single unit. So we think that oligomers of A-beta are the smoking gun in Alzheimer's. We think they are able, because they're small, to diffuse into the synapse, the space between two nerve cells that transmits information, and there they can cause trouble. Now, people have known for a long time that amyloid beta protein forms huge plaques in the brain. They're not really huge because you still have to use a microscope to see them, but they are much bigger than doublets or triplets or quadruplets. They probably have a million A-beta molecules or more in a plaque. And we've come to the conclusion from our research over the last few years, and other scientists agree with this, that the plaques themselves are a reservoir of lots and lots of A-beta molecules, and they themselves, those reservoirs, aren't directly toxic. If anything, we started to come to the conclusion that they're protective. And the simple analogy would be a jail, if you will. So if you have quite a lot of bad guys in society, if you put them in jail, at least during the time they're in jail, they're not causing trouble at that moment. But it's a problem for society if there are a lot of jails with a lot of bad guys going into them. And the plaques are a problem for Alzheimer's patients. While I say the plaques are protective, at the same time, some A-beta doublets and triplets come off the plaque. There's a so-called off rate, and then there's an on rate, the rate by which new doublets and triplets get into the plaque. The plaque is dynamic, and that's bad news, if you wish. If everything stayed locked up in a plaque, perhaps patients wouldn't have symptoms. But because the plaques have a limit on what they can hold, the jails become full, and other people, other A-beta molecules are out there wreaking havoc.